Recycle Utah recognized the Christian Center of Park City as the Green Business of the Year at its recent Green Business Awards, with Deer Valley Resort receiving the People's Choice Award and River Horse on Main the Zest for Zero Award. Christian Center Executive Director Rob Harder says the goods the center collects get repurposed and reused, while food waste is composted, or food that isn't available for human consumption is donated to local farmers. Additionally, the organization has implemented other eco-friendly efforts that merited them this year's title.
You know, we've really worked hard, and Richard Breitenbacher, our receiving manager, has really taken seriously the sustainability role that we gave him over the last year and a half, and working closely with Carolyn and Mary, we've done a really, really concerted job to educate our staff, to sort a bunch of things, use the system that Recycle Utah has set up, so we collect all these metals and outdated electronics and things like that, and we said, you know what, Recycle Utah has a great system, let's collect it and then take it over to them, let them recycle it.
A recent building expansion also contributed to the Christian Center's reduced carbon footprint. Harder says the center wanted to align itself with Park City's goal to be green.
We really tried really hard to have our HVAC system to be very energy efficient, LED lighting. Our windows had to get all new windows because they were very inefficient. And then part of the biggest thing was thanks to Rocky Mountain Power and the Blue Sky Grant, we got a solar panel. We got 81 solar panels, and we project that we'll save about a third of our electricity cost because of our solar panels. And that's a huge bonus for this new building. So we're super excited about that.
Over the holidays, Recycle Utah took in 160,000 pounds of recyclable material, including cardboard, glass, and plastics. Recycle Utah Executive Director Carolyn Wara says the organization spends about $5,000 per year recycling everything that's collected from December 26th through January 9th. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.